They say everyone has a book inside them, and often that's where it should stay. I really can't help but be aghast that the author wants you to pay. But we're just a pair of absolute bookends, you don't want to be like us. So if you want to read, pick some quality literature, rather than this dross.
Hello, welcome to Two Absolute Bookends, the show where we read books so bad you should burn them before reading. This is episode 32, and graduating from Sonic High School with me today is Peter.
Hello there.
And today we're going to be reading the final chapter of Sonic High School.
It's the big finale, all right.
Yeah. Are you excited?
Yeah, I am. I want to see how they tie up all of the, what we laughingly call plot points.
Yeah, this is a longer chapter than the other ones, hence why it's got its own episode.
Yeah, it's pretty massive. It's like easily the size of like two or three of the other ones.
I mean, so what did we miss? Or what happened last episode? We had that amazing song. That was a highlight.
Yeah. I mean, I like to imagine that you'll play that at your funeral.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of funeral talk, actually. That was quite a heavy theme.
There was, actually. There was a lot about Sonic being dead. Because he is dead.
But most of the chapter was Shadow seducing Cream.
Yep, Cream the rabbit. That's right.
Rocking her world.
That's one way to put it. I mean, like, I think that's how I would describe someone knocking me unconscious with a penis that has a piggy bank on the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that did happen.
And then he just, you know, continued having sex with her unconscious, as you do.
Of course.
Hashtag not rape.
Yeah. And then Tails, basically after the funeral, was sad with Sonic's mum. And I feel like something happened with the baby. Oh, yeah, Sonic, Tails got a guitar and started playing guitar towards the end of the chapter. And with Knuckles Jr., and suddenly he had a realization about something. And that's where we had the song. And I think that's where the chapter ended, with this realization.
Yeah, he got locked into the garage, but then he got so excited with his revelation, which we don't know, that he flew out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, like, this is a little bit out of chronological order how they did it last time. Because, you know, like, the stuff with Shadow and Cream was happening at the same time that Tails was singing his sad, sad song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the last chapter before this one was basically a flashback. Well, only briefly in the past. Yeah, so that leads us on to chapter 25, which is called Summer.
Mm.
Which I'll leave to you.
How else do you end high school, Louis?
Yeah.
How else? Man. It's weird having you lead the conversations. I'll probably cut that out, though. I think it's better just to have no reference to the fact that we've done this at all.
Yeah.
As my partner said, chapter 25, Summer. Now I am here in Cream's room, and here you are, Shadow, said Tails to Shadow, who were both standing there.
Sorry, I just want to clear something up. When you said partner...
Yeah. I mean, you're right. You're definitely the less important one. My subordinate.
That's better. So, what was that sentence? Tails. Yeah.
They were both standing there. It sort of makes sense rereading it, but it still throws me phrasing
it that
way.
It's something that's happened a lot in this book. In this story where there's, like, constant...
conglomeration of words thrown at random into the internet.
And, yeah, there's a lot of someone saying something and then us explicitly being told who they're saying it to, even though they're saying it to someone in the quote.
Yeah. It's important to be clear.
Yeah.
It could be... I don't even know how that could not be the case. Move on. Do not be alarmed. Wait, I do not know what to say, said Shadows to Tails, with a big worried face, like a coconut with those three holes like a bowling ball.
Milky Jerry.
Yeah, don't want to go Coco Loco, Lupo. No, it's okay. You're doing exactly what I knew you would be doing, and I understand why, said Tails in a cool and not angry way to Shadow, responding, You are here to get what Cream has, and that is the last Ultra Chaos Emerald, which is what is in your hand. Tails, being smart, was right. Shadow was holding the last Ultra Chaos Emerald, and it was in Cream's room, in a ring. Oh, said Shadow. Usually
shouted
I am...
Shadow.
Oh, sorry. My word. What a fool. Oh, shouted Shadow. Usually I am the one with the brain behind doing a crime, but please explain to me how you know all this. That crime brain. Well, said Tails loudly, like a rock star. Oh, sorry. Well, said Tails loudly. It all started when Amy and Rouge got locked away in the Det Etnion zone. Like, he only managed to spell it right once.
Yeah,
and I think that was probably the one I had the most problem saying. Tails then sat on the windowsill and explained the whole thing that was how Amy's bracelet ended up in Cream's vagina and why Cream has the last Chaos Emerald and why Sonic did not come back to life when Shadow tried to use them. Amy and Rouge were in Det Etnion, and Cream wanted to help them before they turned into starving women whose reproduction systems died because they did not have enough nutrition to create a child ever again. It's an important concern. So Cream decided to be a good friend, like I have always been to Sonic, and she went and broke into your Shadow's room. Just to make sure the people reading at home didn't think they broke into their house.
Yeah. I wonder if he said that. Like, if he said Shadows.
I like to think so. Tails is very smart. He knows how to pronounce brackets. Into your Shadows room to steal a lockpick. She knew you would have a lockpick because you are always saying about how you do crimes in the city environs.
Wait, so... How does she break in if she was trying to break in to steal a lockpick? How does she pick the lock?
Maybe she just, like, smashed a window. I don't know. So Cream went and broke into your room and stole a lockpick. But when she was there, she also saw the Ultra Chaos Emeralds and took the white one because it looked like riches. Much riches. Like, what kind of a burglar's that? I'll just steal one of the jewels.
Yeah.
You know, I could carry all of them. I'll take one.
Wait, why did she break into his room again? Oh, to get the lockpick to get into the detention.
Detnetion. Wow. She is a stealing bitch, screamed Shadow to Tails' listening body. What is wrong with this succubus? Shadow stomped his feet and bothered to put his penis back now that it was small from listening to Tails talk and not half pretend crime rescue sex with Cream.
The sexiest of sex.
That pretend crime rescue. So, yeah, I have questions about that sentence. So, was it a pretend crime to rescue the sex, to rescue the crime, to rescue Cream? And what part was the crime? Was it the sex? Or was it him trying to steal the emerald? Or just breaking in?
Also, was the crime pretend? Or was the...
Yeah, was the sex pretend? Was he like, lol, JK, not really sex? It was just pretend to save the crime. No, to rescue the crime, I mean. But yeah, like, could you, like, imagine this animated, Louis, just with Shadow just standing there, his penis slowly shrinking while Tails talks to him. And then it's just like, what a succubus! Stops to tuck penis away back into his hedgehog pouch. Continue.
So, yeah. I mean, so he was fully erect when the story started.
I mean, I think fully erect hard, because, you know, there was a short period of time between him finishing with Cream and Tails coming in. So he'd probably already begun slackening, but it was still quite tumescent.
It was half chub.
Yeah, it was at the half chub with like, you know, the downward trajectory. And throughout Tails' unsexy crime talk. It's like it's just gone down to nothing. Shadow's a shower. No, he's a grower, not a shower.
You sounded so angry. No, he's a grower.
Makes me mad. Just wait and listen, fagnips, said Tails to Shadow. I'm gonna put that in my book of insults. Just things to yell out of cars at my relatives. Hey, fagnips, get out the road.
I'm here for Christmas.
Hey, fagnips, what have you got me this year? Thanks, Grandma. I mean, fagnips. Still a little mad at Shadow for being the asshole at Sonic's funeral, but mostly forgiving him now for doing this. Then what happened was Cream, as a halls monitor, was able to go to the Deteton room because she had the power as an inside agent. She had put the lockpick way up in her vagina as a hiding spot, because who was going to look there, even if a burglar comes to take her carrot goods? I mean, clearly not a very thorough burglar. That'd be the first place they'd look for carrot goods. She went over to Amy in a sneaking way, and moving her mouth without saying the words, by not making sounds, but make it look like she was talking, and not saying them in her head either, because she was still doing it with her mouth so you could see, told Amy to reach up into her vagina. Got all that, Louis?
Yep, crystal clear.
Good. Very much so. Cream's vagina was so small and junior at the time, because she was not in love. So when Amy stuck her hand up into Cream's vagina, her bracelet got stuck in there, and it stayed up there, and she could not even get the lockpick away, because Cream's vagina was basically like a pencil case full of peanut butter.
Okay.
Is that like the, like, this is important.
Are you just having, like, Vietnam flashbacks?
Is this smooth peanut butter?
That's your question.
Because if it's crunchy, I have questions.
But if it's smooth,
then I can see it.
I don't know. I think it depends on her mood.
And what type of a pencil case? Like, is it a metal flappy one? Because again, that might have logistical issues. But if it's like one of those plastic pockets,
yeah, then the variations of pencil cases quite.
It's quite wide.
Yeah. Like,
unlike her vagina.
What was your pencil case at school?
Oh, I have so many pencil cases, Louis. Oh,
I can see a blog post coming on.
Like, top like five this pencil one cases. I've got here. This.
You still
is
have
one...
a pencil case?
Oh, I have many pencil cases.
You go for like a job interview. Hang on, let me write this down.
I mean, and these like date back through a lot of my childhood.
You got the hanging on the wall in chronological order.
I mean, I regret to say that my pencil case habits have only grown more boring with age. I mean, my most recent pencil case is a plain see-through wide red zip. Here. But it is capable of holding a 30-inch ruler.
That is what you want. Because otherwise you have to resort to those fold rulers, and no one's got time for that shit.
Wait, not 30 inch. I'd be mad. 30 centimetres. I just realised what I was saying. Just how big the pencil case I was describing was. But yeah, let me take you back. Oh, this is a blast from the past. I have a Goosebumps pencil case. Reader beware, you're in for a scare. I have felt tips in here. I haven't used a felt tip since I was like 8. These must all be dead.
Felt tips Jesus. Or fag nips?
What?
Felt tips or fag nips?
Fag nip tip. Oh, this is a zany pencil case I've got right here, Louis. It's a pencil case that looks like a giant pencil.
Can you imagine?
I mean, it's a limited use pencil case. It is only good for holding pencils and pens and other thin drawing media.
But it is hilarious.
You know, it's one to take out at parties to really impress that nice girl giving you eyes and kill any chance of romance occurring.
Because I'm assuming what happens is you get out the pencil. They ask for a pencil and you get out the pencil case and they're like, that's too big. And you go, ho ho, ho ho.
I mean, I was assuming they were just like, I don't know, they'd come over expecting me to buy them a drink and I would just start talking about my pencil cases. Like, I don't know what this one is. This one looks like it's from some kind of cartoon. It's got like three cartoon dog faces on it with smile in the corner. And it's purple and metal. Jesus Christ.
Metal pencil case? Now I know you're mad.
The Goosebumps one was metal too. And that one was a classic. And now we're getting on to the floppy times, Louis. You know, the plastic bad boys. Where all your dreams come true. But these next two are both quite small ones, though. Not compared to my more modern clear dealios. That was when I was a man at university and I needed to carry my stationery in bulk for the exams. Back when I was a kid, I could be frivolous with a small pencil case, because what's going to happen at primary school? Nothing.
Yeah, you don't need a scientific calculator at primary school.
Exactly. Whereas at uni, I had two. One at home and one for on the move. So, yeah. Like, I don't know if this pencil case has ever left the house. This one, I think, has been purely for domestic duty, but it's probably one of my more stylish ones. It's got like a fountain pen on it with a pink handle. That's probably why I never took it with me. I'm a boy, you know, Louis. And there's like some splats of blue ink. I mean, it's quite tasteful. But yeah, I'm a fan of that one.
But it hasn't made it into your public rotation.
Yeah, you know, it's a private pencil case, although, if you can understand that,
yeah.
Louis.
Yeah. Do your pencil cases, are they in like a rotation, or are they sort of seasonal, like you?
I mean, I'll admit that...
Does each one have a long career before being retired?
It varies. Some of them did their duty for many years. Some of them have only been taken out once or twice.
Any fatalities? Any casualties in the pencil case department?
I don't think so. Any I think this is every rubber? Pencil case I've ever owned. What was that about rubbers?
Any ripped rubber?
No, but the zips on some of... That's the thing. On some of my modern clear big ones, the zip's gone.
They don't make them like
the zip's broken.
To.
You know, so now, like, it's doing... Again, it's doing domestic duty. It's kind of fine just for as a pencil holder in my drawer to keep them separate. But now, it'd be a bit risky taking it anywhere because you'd end up with pens all around in your bag, son.
Now, of course, in my school, we had people to hold our pencils.
Yeah.
They followed us around. And we had quills.
Nice, nice. Oh, but I haven't finished. There was one more pencil case, and this is a bizarre one. Are you a fan of the Mega Man series, Louis?
I'm not.
I didn't think you would be. Neither am I.
And yet,
I have this pencil case, which came as a free gift with a PlayStation magazine I used to get back in the day, called PlayStation Max. And it's from a Mega Man spin-off game called The Misadventures of Tron Bon.
I mean, you'd be a madman to turn down a free pencil case.
I mean, I couldn't get the magazine without also getting the pencil case.
Or did you buy the magazine just to get the pencil case?
I don't know.
Just like chuck the magazine away. Get out of here.
There's a lot of things I did as a kid. Who can say? But yeah, and this is another one that I don't think has ever actually, you know, left ground zero, which is the stationery drawer. It's just been sitting in there languishing. I mean, I must have got this when I was like 10, so that's like 15 years that it's been sitting there holding pencils in this drawer. What a sad life for such a kawaii pencil case. But that's been my pencil case journey. I'll take pictures of these and upload them to my blog so that you can see them.
See, my pencil case is different to all of those, by the sounds of it. It's one of those long, floppy ones. Those, like, tubular ones.
Right. I think I know what you mean. So it's like a cylinder.
Yes.
Do you mean? It's cylindrical.
And you know what? You can tell that I was a cool lad because it's a Quicksilver brand one.
Ooh, nice. Nice.
I mean, that's some high quality.
What a Quicksilver
shit.
Do.
See, the thing is, I think unlike you, where you had multiple pencil cases, I had one one Quicksilver, you know, posho.
The thing is, I think I just seem to acquire pencil cases. I don't think I've ever bought one. I mean, I guess at the time I was young, so my parents just bought them and threw them at me. But I don't ever remember being in a shop and going, Mother, Papa, I would like this pencil case, please. Oh, the other children at school would think I'm so cool with my fucking Goosebumps pencil case.
Yeah.
Reader, beware, Pater. You're in for a scare. It's got a mummy on it, Louis. A fucking mummy.
So that was pencil case news from Peter.
Yeah, I think that's the most I've ever talked about pencil cases in my life. Where were we?
We were reading Sonic High School, I think.
Oh yeah, it's because Cream's vagina was basically like a pencil case full of peanut butter. Right. It was too hard and small to get up, but it was good at holding things. Like Spider-Man? Question mark?
We don't know.
We just don't know. So Amy's bracelet was in there, and Cream had to leave before she became the biggest suspect ever. And Amy did not notice that her bracelet was gone, because she was so hungry and needing soda. And she put a new one on when she got home anyway, so it was like she did not notice.
Wait, so she didn't even save her?
No, she couldn't get the lockpick out of her vagina.
Babe, what? But wasn't the lockpick to get into the detention room?
No.
Oh. What was it for?
For Amy to be able to break out.
But like, how did she get
night.
In?
Because she was a hall monitor, so she had privileges.
But why didn't she use her privileges to get out?
Because then she'd be a suspect. They'd know that she did it. They're treating detention like a prison camp, Louis.
Okay.
If in your head, rather than detention, you put prison, things make a lot more sense. And rather than hall monitor, you put, like, prison warden.
And then replace that with concentration camp. By the sound
then
of
replace
their...
vagina with anus.
Okay. That doesn't help in any way, but okay.
I mean, then she could have just, like, pooped it out there in the room. She could have pooped out the lockpick. Oh. Why didn't Tails, get the lockpick stuck in his japs eye when he was fucking her then?
Yes, that is a good question.
How did she ever get it out? Or is it still up there? And yeah, it's just been like, that. And it's just like been rammed into her heart by Shadow's black donger. Oh dear. Right, okay. And when Sonic died, Cream was wearing the last Ultra Chaos Emerald, so it did not work because the jewels have to be touching for a man to get off a wish. Wow, it makes so much sense, and it is so obvious. Obvious, said Shadows to said Shadow to Tails, with a big eye face.
What? Big eye face.
Just one. Big eye. I can't believe I did not think of that first. Maybe I am so dark that it is hard to see sometimes. Ha ha.
Basker.
Shadow laughed and black birds flew about outside like planes running up high with invisible legs. What? Like, was that meant to, like, make for a dark scene as he said, I am so dark, ha ha, black birds.
So.
But then it's like planes with invisible legs. Why would planes need legs?
Invisible legs, though. How do you know they don't have legs?
I guess I can't prove planes don't have invisible legs.
Exactly.
Yeah, but now we have to use them. We have to bring Sonic back to life. Tails creamed at Shadow. Yeah, he sounds pretty excited. Checks out. But first we should get Amy, because she is Sonic's girlfriend, and she should be there if we're going to bring him back from hell, shouted Shadow in an idea way. Tails and Shadow held hands and ran out the window, and then Tails flew them with his flying tail to Sonic's house where everyone was. I love that Cream was still just like unconscious and naked on the floor while all of this was happening.
I forgot about that. And clearly they did too.
Yeah, clearly, like, yo, Cream, who is like, up until this point, Tails' girlfriend, is like, that's fine. Tails and Shadow got there and slammed the door open like a football team, making a slammer's noise. They then went and found Sonic's mum, who said Amy was in the other room, and Tails and Shadow went to the other room and opened that door too. Amy was inside the room, watching Rouge refill Knuckles and Knuckles Jr. using her whopping boobs. Rouge was wearing an itty-bitty tiny baby bra. Jesus fucking Christ. Why with the fucking baby clothes all the time? That was so small, like she got it from a gimboree.
Gimboree.
What's a gimboree?
Gimboree.
Gimboree? What?
It's like a thing where you sell, I think. Wait. Hang on. I've heard the, like, the term.
I've just
googled it. Apparently it's a kids clothes store, but I thought it was like a... am I thinking of a jamboree?
Probably.
What's
that
a jam...
I have actually,
yeah,
heard of.
I think I'm thinking of a jamboree. Yeah, I don't
What's
know what a
jamboree, jamboree
is.
Though I thought that was just like a
jamboree is a large,
like, a
gathering of
something.
Scouts.
Interesting.
But yeah, apparently a jamboree is a American, like, child's clothes store.
That'll explain why you haven't heard of it then, being a pair of limeys. And her boobs were so super big, like a couple of planets that were pretty much breaking the bra parts because they were so big. It is a rumour around the town that you can see Rouge's boobs from space. Turns out you can't see the Great Wall of China, but Rouge's boobs. Rouge, your boobs are out again.
The eighth wonder of the world.
Bat boobs in baby bra. Rouge, your boobies are out again. What are you doing? Said Tails to Rouge.
You slut.
Don't slut shame Tails. Then Rouge and Amy looked at him. Tails, I am feeding Knuckles and Knuckles Jr. from my boobs. It is natural and healthy to do this, said Rouge. Rouge's boobs were so big that it was like Tails and Shadow could not almost fit into the room with her. They were all watching the video of Knuckles and Knuckles Jr. the baby kissing that Sonic had made of them to inspire his kissing powers, because watching it made Rouge feel more like boob food.
Okay.
So much happened in that sentence, but I don't want to dwell on any of it. And I am watching so I know how to do it one day, said Amy, who still looked a little sad because Sonic died, but smiling.
Was she sad because Sonic died, but she was smiling, or she looked sad because Sonic died smiling?
I think the former. Cool, said Tails. Can I try? Tails and Shadow went over to Rouge's boobs, but by the time they got there, this happened. Oh no, they are empty. Sorry, said Rouge to Tails and Shadow. It is supposed to be babies for most of the time anyway. Or if you are in love. Oh man, yelled Shadow to the clouds.
To the clouds.
Black Hedgehog yells at cloud. Next time, said Tails, winking at Rouge and her illegally sized boobs. Bat, do you have a license for those boobs? Anyway, we are going to go bring Sonic back to life. Come on. What? No, not again, you beguilers. Suddenly very Eye of Archon again there.
Yeah.
I love how just so clearly that whenever someone's got the thesaurus out, it just reminds us of Eye of Archon now.
Yeah, that really was the king of overdoing sentences.
Of just, you know, they want to say something, so he looks up a slightly different word in the thesaurus, then uses the long word for that. Amy screamed at and almost punched one of them in the face for doing another disrespection to Sonic's dead version. "Listen, woman of the night," said Shadow in a disrespecting way. "We are for real this time. Something was messed up and it was all Cream's fault. Or maybe even yours if you go back far enough in the way everything happened in the world. Let's go." "I don't know," said Rouge. "You were an idiot ass last time at the funeral."
Is that like a Spanish funeral or something?
I like to think so. "The funeral." "No, listen to them," said Knuckles Jr. to Rouge, who was cool, not a nerd. Nice. "Go."
I like Knuckles Jr.
Yeah. MVP of Sonic High School for sure, followed closely by Deaf Lunch Lady.
Why don't you just use your ears?
Why have them if you're not going to use them? "Fucking Bangladeshi Mongolians. God, that baby is a genius," said Shadow. Knowing that he was right and that they should go with them, Tails was the smartest. What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
What is this non sequitur?
I think Tails wrote this chapter.
Possibly. "Okay," said Amy, and they all put their things into bags and left. Knuckles, who was now a baby, made sure to put his camera with him close. What does that have to do with being a baby?
Yeah.
What?
Now he's a baby, keeps his camera close. When he wasn't a baby, his camera was all over the place.
Exactly. Sometimes it was on a shelf, other times it was under a t-shirt. Occasionally, windowsill. Oh, the world was your oyster, that camera, back in those days. What? I'm having a stroke. Then they told everyone else in the house who was there from the funeral, which was all of the important people that you know. Nice. Save explaining it.
Yeah. All the characters, you know them.
Yeah, you know, all of the characters that you know, except for Eggman. He's not in the story anymore. And they ran faster than a boulder. What?
Just a boulder.
Boulders known for their speed.
Yeah.
To high school where Sonic's funeral was and where he was put in the ground now but not covered up yet because they did not get to start. Because the funeral was only a few hours ago and they did not have to do it right away because it was the safest neighbourhood. Not like the city where Sonic's body would get stolen and sold for drugs and motorcycles.
Ah, oh, that racket.
Exactly, the old corpses for motorcycles game. You know, there's so many illegal doctors needing cadavers to practice surgery on and to steal organs from. It's like the fucking 18th century.
Who also have lots of motorbikes.
Yeah, it's an entirely motorbike-based economy in the city. There are like old-timey grave robbers, like out of the 18th century, wearing like suits. Suits with like hats. Top hats with, like, the top bit flapped off like a can. You know, it's like those, like, dirty shoes, like, with the front of them flipped off so you can see their toes.
Yeah.
Because, like, the socks have, like, worn out below the below the ankles.
Somehow.
Like, we are gentlemen. We are gentlemen grave robbers. But they're actually just scum that have what's left of a suit.
Yeah.
Those were the days. When are we going to become 18th century grave robbers, Louis?
I mean,
you're not doing anything important. That yeah. Could be us.
I know what I'm wearing to work tomorrow.
Exactly. It's a powerful look. Not everyone's brave enough to go to work looking like an 18th century grave robber
yeah. And
bring a corpse with them to try and sell to your
boss.
Do I
need my own bimble?
No, grave robbers. Grave robbers are men of...
So just a shovel.
Exactly, just a shovel. Grave robbers, you know, they're generally... They don't have an easy life. They are living somewhat hand-to-mouth, but they have their pride, you know. They're not some vagabond travelling about. You know, they're just trying to make their way in a world that doesn't understand their craft.
I'm sorry for the generalisation.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... You know, there's a lot of itinerance in 18th century society, and it gets my goat when people confuse a vagrant and a grave robber.
The plight of the grave robber.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't an easy life, Louis. I mean, if you were good, you could make good money, but you'd never get the respect of your peers. You're a real second-class citizen. They were the real people that suffered. The grape robbers. I feel like I need to like write a poem about the plight of the noble grave robber. Something else for the blog to go with my pencil cases. Do you still have that pencil case, Louis?
I do.
Nice. You can send me a photo, and that can go on the blog too. Two bookends present pencil cases.
pencil case top five. I don't think we ever got to the bottom of what's your favourite pencil case out of all of them.
I mean, I don't know if I have a favourite pencil case.
Like, if you had to be buried with one, I mean, which is the one you'll be buried with, I should ask.
If I had to be buried with one, I mean, that's the thing. They're the ones that get the most use now, but I wouldn't use one of my clear long floppies. Like, they're practical, but they have no soul, you know.
There's no sentimental value.
Exactly.
They're disposable.
Yeah.
What about the Goosebumps one?
The Goosebumps one. That's what I'm thinking, actually. I think that's the one that holds the most sentimental value.
I like how we can hear you just going through them.
Going through my stationery drawer, just considering my pencil cases. That said, the comedy pencil one, that's been I think that's actually been with me longest in my pencil case career. That's been with me since I was the most wee of nippers. I took it with me into like reception at primary school. It's got a sticker on it. It says a special badge from Miss Mascal. I don't remember who that is. This sticker must be like 20 years old.
And it's still sticking.
It is still sticky. I mean, the smile one got a lot of use as well. I mean, I think that's the most beaten up one. That might have been in circulation the longest. Oh, look at that wrecked sticker on the back of it with my name on it. I didn't want anyone stealing this bad boy.
Please return. Back in the day.
Oh, Goosebumps has a sticker on it too. 4C, Peter.
Is that your class? Oh,
crikey. I guess so. I don't remember.
Or your brass.
To be honest, I was a chubby lad, Louis. No need to make fun. You know, I was afflicted with being a greedy piece of shit when I was a child. You know. Not everyone outgrows it.
Were you?
What?
Were you actually fat?
I was pretty fat as a child. Like, not a beast, but I was definitely a chubster. Someone should have taken away a couple of my pies, that's for sure.
So anyway.
I mean, luckily I'm tall, so I carried off being fat quite well. But I was, I was a doughball. No mistake. I feel like this pencil case thing should be a video, and like the most autistic video anyone's ever seen. Just like imagine that on our YouTube channel. Just like me going through my stationery drawer and telling these stories about my pencil cases. Oh, and to protect my identity, love, I'd have to like censor out like my surname that I have on some of the pencil cases. In post. Could you imagine?
The point of editing that's when you realise there's no going back to a normal life.
Yeah, it's over. Just crawl headfirst out of my window on the third floor.
Clutching a pencil case. He suffocated himself with his own pencil case.
Yeah, just... I just rammed my head inside the clear. I rammed my head inside the clear red flappy I've got here, so that I can look at my other pencil cases as the life leaves me. Like I am dying by a pencil case, but I'm also getting to view them all, view my entire pencil case career in its glory.
And then the crocodile comes in.
Oh, the snake!
Oh, the snake!
I didn't think I'd be talking about pencil cases on this podcast. I didn't think I would be at all. I didn't think we'd be able to talk for so long about it. I mean, I think you tried to stop me when I started listing them, but I wasn't having any of it.
You were just deaf at that point.
Any talk that wasn't about pencil cases was irrelevant at that point to my life.
But now we must get back.
Back to the world of Sonic High School. Everyone ran just so fast to the funeral spot at the high school, and when they got there, there was Sonic's coffin in the hole. That's spelt... doesn't have a K, does it?
No.
That's like the Pokemon. Here we are, at the funeral spot now. Said Tails to everyone, of course. We gotta get it out, but how? Screamed Amy. That's what she said. And started to cry like a girl tea kettle. God damn it, Amy! Said Tails in a mad serious point. Get me pictures of Spider-Man! I want images of that no good wall crawler, or you're not getting paid, Parker!
What's happening? Are you okay? We lost you for a second there.
Sorry, I blacked out and started thinking about J. Jonah Jameson. God damn it, Amy! Said Tails in a mad, serious face.
Voice.
Get me pictures of that no good Spider-Man! He's a menace, Parker! He's a vigilante!
Peter. Please. Are you there? Lost you again.
I'm sorry about that. I'm not feeling well. It's all right. I'll do it. I'll do it this time. God damn it, Amy, said Tails in a mad serious voice. Get me photos of that no good Spider-Man. See, it's impossible. You can't say God damn it without following it with talking like J. Jonah Jameson.
Maybe you should just skip out God damn it.
Maybe I should just go from said Tails. I think that might be okay.
You should be able to do it that way.
Yeah. Said Tails in a mad serious voice. Stop acting like children. Tails thought Amy was being the Kraken of drama. I like that. I like that a lot. Just because Sonic was dead. Like, I didn't know Krakens were overly given to melodrama, but in my head they are now.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, have you ever seen 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
No.
Is that right? I mean, that's... I mean, the Kraken in that. Whoa. He is a drama queen, attacking the Nautilus and making a right nuisance of himself for Captain Nemo and pals. Oh, crikey. The book's weird. It's mostly about them going around the world and eating everything in the ocean. Because it was written by a Frenchman, so it makes a lot more sense when you consider that.
Yeah.
But it is just like a culinary tour of the ocean with like a subplot about how they're going to escape from the Nautilus. Because it's like some guys that got kidnapped by Captain Nemo by accident, but then he couldn't let them go. Because then they'd tell the world about him and his tech pirating. Anyway,
I'll be sure to not read that.
Yeah, you definitely won't. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't like it. It's a weird book. What we need to do is figure out, using our brains, how to get Sonic out of this hole. Tails rubbed his chin with his smart hands and tried to get his genius brain running like the engine of 10 red cars. It's a lot of horsepower. Excuse me, let me through, please, said a big retarded voice from the back of the group of people standing around Sonic's hole. Sonic's hole. I kind of like that as a chapter title. Just Sonic's hole. Oh, guess who it is? Oh, the lunch lady, shouted Tails in a happy way. Hello, children, said the lunch lady, who was also at Sonic's funeral in Sonic's house after the funeral. The lunch lady was very big and tall, and went in Sonic's hole. Makes a change from last time, am I right?
Yeah.
And tossed the coffin right out onto the ground next to it. There you go, said the lunch lady with a face full of smiles. She was deaf, too.
Thanks.
Thanks for reminding us, guys. That was important to the narrative. Cool, said Tails. Thanks. Shadow, where are you? Shadow came in from the backer area, where it was dark.
Not the kawaii era.
Yeah. I just want to say that that is not the kawaii backer, but B-A-C-K-E-R, as in backing some fool on Patreon backer. Which also doesn't make sense in this context. Just to be clear. Because Shadow was the darkest person everyone knew. "Here I am, Tails, and here are my jewels," said Shadow as he grabbed his sack. Kinky. "Ready." "Here goes nothing," yelled Tails like a gay little boy. Don't you hate it when people say that?
Yeah, I do.
I love the author, like, getting involved there. Just,
Yeah. Shadow grabbed his jewels and made sure all seven of them were there, and they were there. He was so nervous because if this did not work, they would surely put him under a citizen's arrest for being a public ass. The worst of crimes. If he did not do this right, he would die, and Tails would too know, would too now, no, sorry, and Tails would too now because he was doing it with him, and they would throw rocks at them. "Using these Ultra Chaos Emeralds," said Shadow, I wish up out the gods to grant my wish that you can bring back Sonic back to normal, healthy life here." The bag glowed a whole lot and made screamy noises, and a big stick of light came down from the sky and hit the bag, and all of the Ultra Chaos Emeralds started to go crazy. They were making sounds like frogs and trains and horses and hitting into each other and shooting out lights and being basically the circus.
Basically.
I don't know if that's a good act for a circus, a frog.
I watch it, just a frog in like the middle of the stage.
Yeah, in the middle of the ring. Just ribbit.
Just kind of hopping about.
Ribbit.
Did I ever tell you about the time a frog invaded my front room?
No.
It was mad.
Were the pencil cases okay?
They were fine, they were in their drawer. But he did jump onto a pile of my notes.
Oh.
They were on the floor because I was sorting them. But then this froggy little motherfucker, he jumped into our front room. And I was like, what's going on? We're on the second floor. How did this frog get here?
I'm not prepared for this. My notes are all over the floor. Like, if you were on the ground floor, you might be a bit more careful about where you put your notes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's less of a surprise to get things from the outside inside on the ground floor near the doors to the outside. But up a flight of stairs, you do not expect a casual frog interloper to get lightly.
That frog had Motsy, though.
I think we decided that he was probably inside because a cat caught him and let him go. Because they do have previous for catching frogs.
Nice.
They scream. Frogs scream very loudly when caught by a cat. It's quite disturbing. And yeah, and then once I caught the frog to take it outside, it peed on me. That was an awful day.
You should have peed on it.
That'd show him. Could you imagine, like, explaining that to my neighbours? I'm in the garden at dusk, peeing on a screaming frog that I'm holding in my hand.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. A pleasantly balmy evening, is it not? Don't mind me. I'm just repaying this frog back in kind after he encroached upon my notes.
Shadow and Tails were squinty with their eyes, like the Chinese doctor who touched Sonic's balls. Wow, screamed Amy. Oh my god, screamed Rouge. Carouge. Rouge. Cool, screamed Espio, who's also there. What? Screamed Knuckles. A miracle, screamed Knuckles Jr. Just then, Cream got there from being unconscious at her house and screamed, No way! Whoa! Screamed Silver, who's also there apparently.
Well, he said everyone important earlier.
But I just like how they're just suddenly, all the characters are there now. I mean, yeah. Oh wow, very impressive, said Sonic. Said Sonic's really Chinese doctor in a less loud way. And the lunch lady said something too. And so did Sonic's mum and Mrs. Lesson.
I like that, that he gave up on things to save them. And yeah. I like that they considered the Chinese doctor more important than Sonic's mum.
Yeah.
Something to say. Or the lunch lady, which has actually been a surprisingly significant character. But no, the Chinese doctor, he had to speak.
Don't forget, he's a really Chinese doctor.
Yeah, he's like, oh, so Chinese. Too Chinese, even. Wait, is that racist? Delete.
Then everything in the world just became super bright, and no one could see a thing for a moment. And they could not hear. They noticed either... What? And they could not hear, they noticed either, because they... I'm having a stroke.
You are a little.
Then everything in the world just became super bright, and no one could see a thing for a moment. And they could not hear, they noticed, either because there was a ringing sound in their ears, or what? I expected there to be a second part of that either.
I think that either is incredibly horribly placed and misleading. It's like, because it's like they could not see a thing and they could not hear a thing either.
Ah, right.
You know, like it's entirely placed wrong, but that was in they could not see, they could neither see nor hear, not...
Right.
Yeah.
Got ya. It was so crazy, like being inside a marshmallow filled of ringing sounds.
What a dream.
Then everyone peeked out behind their hands at where they were looking, and all the Ultra Chaos Emeralds were gone, and Sonic's coffin was open, and look, there was Sonic. Sonic was standing on his coffin, where he was, inside, and he was on top of it, smiling, and not black anymore, but regular old blue Sonic. Yes, it really happened. That original Sonic.
Yeah. Sonic Classic, not new Sonic.
Hey guys, what did I miss? Shouted Sonic in his regular old cool way. Sonic! Screamed everyone at the same time because they were all here there and heard and saw him together, so it's just natural. It's just natural that they all say the same thing at exactly the same time.
Yeah, it happens whenever I get into a big group with people.
Yeah.
All synchronized shout.
They all ran at him and he went down from the coffin and everyone was hugging and it was so beautiful to see. I heard Eggman was laughing at my funeral. What an ass, said Sonic.
I don't remember that.
And laughed, because he was the most living person ever now.
You know, all of the rest of us, we're on a gradient of living and dead. But Sonic, 100% living.
Wow, Sonic, you're alive, said Tails to Sonic. You bet, said Sonic, and high-fived him.
Betcha.
Which is already after they hugged, because they are best friends. But Sonic hugged everyone else too. That sort of diminishes their hug.
Mm.
But he is, yeah, he is the most living person.
Yeah.
Wow, Sonic, you are really the fastest, said Knuckles Jr. You came back to life in 2 days. You beat the world record. I could see where this was going. You beat the world record for fastest coming back to life because it took Jesus 3 days. I just knew that was... As soon as it said you came back to life in 2 days, I was like, yep.
This shit's getting biblical. Does Sonic High School now officially count as blasphemy?
Yeah,
is Sonic the Second Coming?
Knuckles Jr. is right. Sonic was the fastest, and it is now proved completely. Do you reckon Jesus is like, oh man?
Oh, jeez. Have you heard the good word about our Lord and Saviour, Sonic?
Amy, I was thinking a lot about you when I was dead. I, said Sonic, before typical gay girl Amy cut him off in a rude way. It doesn't matter, Sonic. I want to become true boyfriend and girlfriend with you now, screamed Amy and did holding on Sonic's hands. Sonic looked surprised. Now? Right now? Said Sonic with a questioned voice. Yeah, right now, yelled Amy. Let them watch. This is true love. Then Amy leaped out of her clothing, except her underwears, like a horse jumping out of a plane. Just like that.
I wonder if anyone's ever done that. Has anyone ever...
I think we're getting back into the discussion of animal cruelty.
Oh, it's definitely animal cruelty, but... I know, man. Could you imagine what a way to die? Like, imagine like a big like cargo plane with like its bay doors opening at the back, and you know you're just riding this horse out of the back of the plane. God, what a beautiful way to die! And as I land, the anaconda crawls over.
Yeah.
To eat me and the horse.
It's somehow will
become
always
as
there.
One inside it. Wherever I die, there'll be an anaconda now.
I wonder if you... If you had like a time release parachute, whether if you pushed a horse out of a plane and you had the parachute release, whether it would survive. Just a horse, like, you look up in the sky and it's just a horse like attached to a parachute.
I think probably. I mean, it probably could survive, but the problem is also that horses are very fragile, and if they landed wrong, they would just, like, break a leg and then be useless and
have
to be shot.
It'd be interesting to see how a horse's behaviour would change after it had been dropped out of a plane.
I mean, there is also the possibility that it would just die in the air from, like, terror. It would just, like, be this already dead horse just slams into the ground next to you.
But if it didn't... Like, it might be, I don't know, it might suddenly be able to talk or something.
I think there are like more things in the way of a horse talking than its, I don't know, knowledge of falling.
It might, like, have a sort of epiphany on the way down and be like, by Jove.
I finally understand the universe.
Yeah.
I am the wokest horse in the world.
Yeah, it's a dream. Yeah, let them watch. This is true love. Then Amy leapt out of her clothing, except her underwears, like a horse jumping out of a plane, and landed in front of Sonic's body, ready for his grand genitals.
Huzzah!
And Sonic already had all of his clothes off by the time she started to jump, because he is the fastest. Yeah, sex! Shouted Sonic, and he's playing it cool.
Yeah.
Shouted Sonic, and he finally revealed his penis. His penis instantly grew to dangerous levels. He swinged it around, and everyone had to duck or jump over it. Sonic's penis was just the biggest penis anyone ever saw. It was like he had the World Trade Center sitting on his balls. His balls were super big too, like beanbag chairs full of olives.
Does he have cancer?
He has something. I want to make a beanbag chair full of olives now. That's and just that. After like a couple of days, it's just a rotting mess.
That'd be hideous. Like, could you imagine sitting in that? Like, how damp with like olive juice and olive mush you'd be as well. It would just flatten into this paste inside a bag.
You'd stick with it.
Eventually, I'd just be like rolling in this rotten olive and fabric mess on the floor, like a monster.
Someone like you invite someone around to your room or something, like, take a seat. Just point towards this like cloth with like juice around it.
Yeah, like this damp corner of the room with like this now almost entirely flat cloth, like with like clearly going mouldy and stinking of olives. This is my olive bean bag.
Have a seat. I said, have a seat.
Sit in it. My butt's damp and mouldy. It's comfy, isn't it? I invented it myself. I'm going on Dragon's Den with it in the new year.
Next season of Dragon's Den, all the dragons are sitting on olive juice, looking up. I'm in.
Yeah, they... Like, I like to imagine they get a new one each week, then they just, like, sit in it, and just immediately, just, like, the olives just, like, crush and collapse beneath them.
Or they all go out except for one, but they're trying to make it work, so they're the only one that's just in, like, a pile of olive juice.
Yeah. I just like to imagine, like, how damp, visibly damp, with, like, olive dampness their suits would be, too. Like, there'd like be a guy wearing, like, one of them would be wearing, like, grey or beige or something, and just, like, his entire, like, back and underside of his legs are just like soaked. It's horrible.
And you know those intros they do at the start where it's like, Peter Jones is a whatever. It's just like that one person just... I don't know, they're just like covered in olive juice in their intro.
I know, I like to imagine that it's like just his forehead and you're wondering what's going on, and it's because he's like sitting dead on the floor because of his shitty olive bean bag when it like goes to the main view.
That's enough about olive bean bag chairs.
I never thought I'd hear you say that, Louis.
Yes, my measurements were correct, said Sonic's extra Chinese doctor.
His double penis plus and, Chinese.
His penis and balls are definitely the biggest available. Ah, so he had some surgery done.
That is slander.
Amy was so filled with sex and arousing that her boobs were rock hard. She opened up her legs and she was still wearing a panty. But her vagina was really hard too, like a trap door to the love basement. Brilliant.
Yep.
Writing that one down.
I mean, this gives me a good excuse to, you know, by using that analogy, I can finally fashion a pickup line around that old claymation show trapdoor.
Nice.
Don't you open that trapdoor, because there's something down there. Ooh. I'm not sure if implying her vagina's haunted will actually get me in there, though.
Sonic did
open
not care.
Open question.
Sonic did not care. And he
a guy at school thought I was insane when I tried describing the show Trapdoor to him once. I had to literally get other people in the school to like back me up that it was a real thing.
I mean, he wasn't wrong. But not about the trap, you know, the trapdoor story.
He wasn't wrong to think I was insane. He just happened to be wrong that one time.
In your head, were you explaining it to him, like, so, the concept of trapdoor is quite simple, but in real life, you're just like, rah, rah, trap, rah, rah.
I think I was mostly just, like, going, so there's this show, this guy called Bert, and it's like, don't you open that trapdoor.
Waving your pencil case at him.
There's something down there. Ooh. It's like, Peter, what's going on?
Sonic did not care, and he shot his incredible penis right into her vagina through her girl clothing, and she felt his love immediately. His penis was ice cold, and it was so big that it made it up her body and into her mouth, and she could taste it. And it tasted like money and ice cream. I love you, screamed Sonic, ramming his penis in and out of her body like a drain cleaner.
So hot.
So love. I love you too, screamed Amy, trying to make words while Sonic's penis rearranged her internal organs. Sonic took his penis out and beat her boobies back and forth with it, and she loved it. Sonic's pensai was so strong.
That's another one to add to the list, along with Paginus.
Sonic's pensai was so strong that it made her roll back and forth, and by now she was so in love that her vagina was shooting whipped cream. Wait for me, shouted Sonic, laughing like a millionaire. Oh, how they laugh. How does a billionaire laugh?
They pay someone to laugh for them.
A millionaire?
Yeah, they pay a millionaire to laugh. Then just sit there looking smug.
Sonic did legendary sex moves to Amy, like picking her up with his penis and doing tricks, and brushing her teeth with his penis, and letting her walk on it like a tightrope walker. Suddenly turned into like some sort of variety show.
Some weird Cirque du Soleil after dark.
I just imagine everyone else is like, yes, encore, like clapping.
Again. Shove the toothbrush back into your pee hole.
Like a tightrope walker, but with his penis. He even put Amy and him into his coffin, and he wiggled his penis back and forth in her vagina, while in the coffin like a beef slinky. Some of these are great. A beef. That might be the best one.
I don't even know what is like a beef slinky is being described there. I don't even know what that's like, despite them describing it.
If this is the first, like, original use of that term, a beef slinky, then bravo.
Yeah, cause... that is fantastic. I want to find use a reason to use the phrase beef slinky in my everyday life.
How has that not made it into the, like, lexicon?
Yeah.
Beef slinky. I need to remember that one. Sonic's penis was so big.
But what
big
is it, though? What is a beef slinky?
I imagine it's his penis.
What's he describing? But, like, is that... But what does it have to do with the coffin?
Nothing. Does I think it... he just happened to wiggle it around like a beef slinky inside the coffin.
Right.
Sonic's penis was so big and long and wide that you could fit families inside of it. If you think you have seen a bigger penis, you have not. Because Sonic was in love now. Amy's
That's
vagina.
How it works.
Yeah. Amy's vagina was breathing hard and reaching out for Sonic's penis, and soon he put it back into her vagina and decided to do a final systems check before taking off into the semen sphere.
Jesus Christ. Also, is her vagina like a Xenomorph from Aliens?
I think so. At this point, I think so. Sonic grabbed his balls and held them back against his body and ran into Amy with his penis. And his penis immediately flooded her vagina with his fresh and creamy s'mores. He shot so much semen into Amy that it was coming out of her ears. Eventually, he took his penis out and shot more out, but like bullets. He even shot one into the sky, and that night, someone noticed Venus was about 10 feet to the right of where it should be. This is because Sonic's semen bullet hit it. I mean...
How... I'm trying to... Okay. 10 feet in what, like, the night sky measured from Earth? 10 feet in, like... its planetary orbit? 10 feet of what?
That's the part you're questioning?
That's the hill I've decided to die on here.
Also, what angle must it have hit it at to make it go to the right? Surely it would just go away.
Maybe he shot the semen out in such a way that it kind of got caught by, you know, the sun's gravity.
Full, and then
and
it
slingshotted. It's slingshotted.
Nice.
Slingshot semen.
Sonic, screamed Amy, marry me. Amy kneeled up from on the ground and holding a big ring, like the one she wore, and held it in front of her face. Sonic looked at it, smiled, and shoved his show-stopping penis right through the ring and into her mouth. Show-stopping penis. And she yelled a passionate sound, and Sonic said, I will marry you. Amy drank all of his semen that she could and grew an inch in height from it. Then Amy took out the real rings that she had, and Sonic and Amy put them on so they could get married. You just had sex, screamed Tails. Thank Captain Obvious.
Mm-hmm. Literally everyone was there watching it, Tails.
You just became true boyfriend and girlfriend. Congratulations, Sonic and Amy.
Congratulations.
Ah. Wow, said Espio. I thought I was a sex professional. I am seeing true love, shouted Rouge. Everybody laughed and cheered as Sonic and Amy finished doing sex. And kissed each other's penises and vaginas and balls one more time for good luck. Then they put their clothes on that Silver had folded and put in piles for them because he was just a really good, nice guy. Good Silver.
Nice. Good Silver.
While he was, like, ram-raving Amy.
Yeah. Just like folders. 2 feet to the left of them, just Silver collecting the clothes. Gotta tidy clothes. Gotta be good.
Hey, shouted Knuckles. Thanks. I got my story now. Knuckles waved a bunch of pictures of Sonic and Amy having sex in the high school garden area, and the article that he just wrote attached to it. Immediately written article.
So,
cool. Yeah?
Question. Is high school garden area a description of the location or a euphemism for Amy's vagina?
I want to say the latter. Cool. I am happy I did help you, said Sonic, winking. Still feeling like super sex Sonic.
That's a power-up I don't remember from the games.
Yes, that is wonderful, said a big voice behind them in an important way. Hello, I am the principal of the high school. Wow, the president? Shouted Sonic. Seeing the principal was like seeing a celebrity, because he only came out one day every year.
Why did he write president?
I don't know. Yes, Sonic, you are the best, said the principal. Yes, he is. Yee he is.
Yee.
Yee he is, said Amy to the principal.
Yee he is.
We just had sex right here, and he is my true boyfriend now. The principal laughed and smiled. Wait just a minute, yelled Sonic to the principal. I may be the best at some things, but everyone here is the best at some things. Amy is the best at being nice and having emotions. Tails is the best at being smart and flying. Shadow is the best at doing crimes and driving and being dark, but also being nice. So he is the best at being two things at the same time. Espio is the best at jumping and getting teenage women. I like how shit Espio's thing is. He's the best at jumping.
Jumping. Rouge and is having sex with a bat.
Rouge is the best at seducing and being in love and a mum. Knuckles is the best at doing high school while still being a baby.
He's also the only person that's ever had to do that.
What about Knuckles Jr.? Oh, he's not doing high school, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not doing high school. He's just there because Rouge is his mum.
And he was the best at fighting before becoming a baby. Knuckles Jr. is the best at being psychic and being cool while still being a baby. He is.
He is.
Cream is the best at being happy and kind of smart. Silver is the best at acting and being nice and normal and cool. Rip, what the fuck's
Charmy
his name?
B?
Yeah, Rip Charmy B.
I mean, he best was never the best at acting. He was always a shit. He was just really gay.
The lunch lady is the best at making people happy and being strong. The Chinese doctor. I just love this, like, minor character. The Chinese doctor is the best at medical things and Asian abilities. Being a Chinese doctor, I'd hope so.
Yes.
There's two things you know about him. He is Chinese and he is a doctor. Sonic's mum is the best at cooking and cleaning. Triggered?
I mean, she's allowed, like, a woman can be the best at cooking and cleaning, but they shouldn't be because it's sexist. I don't know. Yeah. I'm too old.
Mrs. Lesson is the best at teaching and being the nurse. Vector was the best at biting and making people mad. And Charmy was the best at dancing and singing. But now they are dead.
Now they are dead.
Definitely not the best at being alive.
Yep, that's the thing they're blessed at.
I am the best at being fast, being moral, relieving others, and most other things.
And being modest.
Yeah, said everyone else together to save time, patting each other's on the backs and laughing and smiling and cheering, because they were all the best in some way. This is like every, what are they called? Like those high school special, those, you know, I think I've, like, what? Those,
what?
Like,
having
saved,
a stroke?
Those, like, Saved by the Bell moments at the end where it's like, you know, they all learn a lesson at the end and they all become like friends.
Yeah. For some reason this is like really making me want to have to see like an Evangelion like picture of just, like, you won't get it because you haven't seen the series, but like It's just like this trippy scene where everyone, all the characters in the anime are just like standing around in a circle congratulating Shinji and clapping, even people that are like dead or in hospital. It's hard to explain, but they're just like, well done, well done, you've learned. And I want to see that, just like, you know, Sonic standing, I'm guessing still naked with his penis out, in a circle surrounded by the principal and everyone just like clapping. Just like, yay, you are the best. Yeah, cool, great.
I guess that is true, said the principal. I really want to thank you though, Sonic. You really have the best morals. Everyone needs to learn from you about what high school is really all about. It is not about drama and being mean and being crazy and getting mad or sad. Or making other people mad and sad. High school's about falling in love and getting married and maybe having kids. Is it?
I think that's literally not the point.
Don't forget, this is America.
I guess. Maybe it's cultural differences. Maybe that's why people go to high school.
Thank you, Sonic, for showing everyone this. Also, Knuckles, I am very impressed with your story, even though you were just a baby. And you pass this year of high school, and do not have to go back to the start and pay thousands of dollars in fees and charges. Knuckles cheered and hoorayed like a baby.
And I guess he would.
Yeah. And the principal shook Sonic's hand and could not help but look at how big Sonic's penis was, even still when it was not out. Hey, said Tails to Sonic and everyone, today was the last day of school. It is summer now. Yeah, cool, great, shouted everyone together at the same time. Good, said the principal to everyone, and then to Sonic. Now I can do what I want to do, and that is rename high school in your honour.
Hona.
Yeah, in your Hona. The whole big group of everyone laughed and smiled and walked away towards the sun, ready to go have summer before they would have to return to the new Sonic High School. That's the name of the thing.
Oh, title drop.
The end. And then an author's note. Wow, I am so sad but kind of filled with relief that this is the end of Sonic High School. I got sad at the end and I wanted to make sure it came out just right. I hope you all enjoyed this story as much as it was that I did writing this story. If you have any ideas for another shorter fanfiction you want me to do, send it to me in a message, and maybe I can do it in the future. But I need to take a break now. Break for now. If you just want to talk, you can send me a message because it will send me an email that you sent me a message, so I will always know where you are. Please tell all your friends about this story and spread it on the internet so everyone reads it and it becomes even more of a worldwide pheromone.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Well, that was it, Louis. We did it.
That's fucking
Sonic
it.
Sonic High School. That's how it ends.
Breathe.
Took us like an hour and a half to do that chapter. I mean, a lot of it was talking about pencil cases, I won't lie. But where still.
Where the fuck's Eggman? Like,
I don't know. Literally didn't turn up since he crashed prom early on.
Yeah, he played a surprisingly small role.
As, you know, the only antagonist of note in the Sonic franchise. I would have thought if they were going to commit to the high school theme, like, Eggman would have been, like, the evil dean or something. Like, making...
Yeah.
Like, making their day shit. It's like, ah, oh, Professor Eggman! Something like that.
Yeah.
I know. So, Sonic came back to life in the end and had sex and everyone was happy. Except for Charmy B and Vector, who were dead. But Vector was evil and worked with Al-Qaeda, and Charmy B was a gay anyway, so I don't think it matters too much.
Yeah. I mean, generally just an all-round happy ending.
Yeah, and... You know, complete ass pull. Oh, Sonic. Like, not only is it just like a complete asshole. Oh, he died. Oh, we're going to resurrect him with magic emeralds that are basically fucking Dragon Balls at this point. But also, like, suddenly Sonic's happy again? Why wasn't he still sad Black Sonic that thought Amy was cheating on him?
Yeah, why did that get resolved so easily?
Well, that's the thing, it didn't get resolved, it just got ignored, you know, just...
Yeah, that's
just,
what I mean.
Yeah, like aside from mentioning when he comes back, oh, he's not black anymore, he's blue. But he doesn't say why. Like, I mean, I don't know, maybe Sonic was like watching what was going on from the afterlife, so he realised that Amy wasn't a hand prostitute after all. But and so he came back happy. But I mean, it doesn't say that. Yeah, and also slight callback that means that Chapter 19 Secret Prostitute was just like from Sonic's perspective. It turns out that Amy was not, in fact, a secret hand prostitute. The more you know.
Yeah.
Knowing is half the battle, Louis.
What's the other half?
Violence.
Ah.
I have a t-shirt that says that.
Great. Come back to me when you have a pencil case that says that.
That'll never happen. Can't replace the goosebumps. Reader beware, Louis. Man, we should read some of them. I wish I hadn't gotten rid of all of my Goosebumps books. I used to unironically like them when I was a nipper.
Yeah, I liked it. I also, I mean, being the non-reading cuck that I am, I liked the TV show.
Of course you did. Did you ever read any of the books?
I think I actually did, but I think I found them scary. not the like content, just books.
I think we definitely need to pick up It Came From Beneath the Sink, which is about like a sponge monster living under their sink.
No, I want to sleep. I don't like it.
It's spooky. Oh, and what about the one with the evil puppets? How many Goosebumps books did they make? There were so fucking many. I must have had like 15. I know there was way more that I didn't have. Oh man, I remember what... I don't remember the story being spoopy, but it had a spoopy cover of like a man's face in the middle of a plant, and it was like something about it came from the basement. I don't think that was what it was called.
Maybe you'll find it and post it on our blog.
I mean... Oh man, it's so creepy. I'm definitely looking for that after this call's over. But yeah, we should probably get back to Sonic High School and wrap this up. This has gone on for long. Too much pencil case talk and me channeling J.K. Simmons.
I mean, yeah, that was Sonic High School basically. What did you think overall?
Not sure if troll or not still.
Yeah, it definitely seems like if not from the start, it definitely seemed like it became self-aware around the time of the author notes.
Quite possibly.
Like it started to get just completely ridiculous.
Mm.
But I don't know, it probably is a troll, but... There is always that magical hope that someone did actually write this just completely innocently.
Thinking it was good and not the most bizarre fucking thing ever put to, well, the internet. I was going to say paper, but they didn't write this.
I mean, there were some fucking gems in there.
It was. Like, whether troll or not, there were some amazing passages for sure.
Yeah, like a beef slinky. Nearly
killed me. Beef slinky.
I mean, that just works so well.
It's so good. Why hasn't that become a thing?
Yeah.
So I guess Shadow didn't kill his parents? I guess that really was just a total red herring? Because that was never brought up again.
Apparently so. Yeah, it's... it was a lot more... I don't know actually whether I expected it to or not, but it was very graphic. And I feel like it sort of... Like I said about it becoming self-aware, it seemed to sort of ramp up to ridiculous levels later on.
Well, the listeners know, Louis. They've just heard us describe the end of the final chapter.
Yeah.
Which involved Amy, among other things, using Sonic's penises as a tightrope to walk on as part of advanced sex play.
Yeah, I think we've seen probably every possible sex act that you could possibly imagine, and some that you
and many that are physically impossible even to imagine, let alone perform. I mean, I'm trying to imagine like how you would like draw or animate some of the things described happening, like Sonic's like behemoth penis destroying Amy's insides and like touching the inside of her mouth. Imagine what that would look like.
Yeah, I wonder if it would get taken down from YouTube.
Probably YouTube. I think that goes against the terms of service. Just upload it on Pornhub. They'll be fine with that.
You would have to question what you were doing when you had to animate the two babies kissing.
Yeah. Like
scene missing.
Like somehow, like even among all like the depraved and insane sexual acts, that's like the line. Just like, why am I drawing? Like, not even
he's fucking his car, and I'm drawing that.
Like how? Like how do I draw the semen so it actually looks like curtains? Wait, so and I have to make it so his penis looks enough like a gear stick to fool the policeman, but still obviously a hedgehog's penis.
How do I even draw invisible legs on an airplane? I suppose you just draw an airplane.
Yeah. And let the imagination do the rest.
Yeah, unless you have anything else to say.
I mean, it's like I was expecting. Like, it speaks for itself. There's not, like, a plot to analyse.
No.
So these are just a series of events, of like sex events strung together, basically.
That's actually a really good way of describing it. It's just sex events with sentences in between them.
Yeah, sex events with bizarre, incoherent sentences connecting them. Bizarre sex events involving anthropomorphic animal high schoolers.
Yeah. I mean, so that was Sonic High School.
Yeah, don't read it. It's definitely longer than it is funny. It's like, you know, even to the end, there's some fucking gems buried in there, but Jesus Christ, is it long.
Almost as long as Sonic's penis.
You could have gone for the internal rhyme and said almost as long as Sonic's dong. Disappointed. Fuck, you know.
Dilette.
Disappoint, son.
If only we were recording this on some sort of medium that could be edited to make it sound like I'm smarter.
Yeah. I mean, I could do that, but I'm not going to. I should do it so it's my voice.
So, yeah. you're just taking...
me saying dong.
So this was obviously the second break from from the Way the Stars Fall series that we've been doing.
Yeah, the second deviation from the main event.
Which we are 2/3 of the way through.
We certainly are. Going to be picking up on chapter 21 of The Way the Stars Fall Rebirth by Lewis Stockton. And are you looking forward to it as much as I am, Louis?
I am. After The Eye of Argon last time, which was our last break, which I recommend listening to, there is something nice about coming back to that sort of, you know, that proper book, you know, in front of you. It's nice. It was nice to be back in the world of Jack Hunter. And
I know. I like it because there's actually a story and characters that we can discuss. They've got a lot of problems, but like this was a series of sex acts strung together by incoherent sentences. The Eye of Argon was a selection of violent acts strung together by incoherent sentences.
And also, because this is just like an internet thing, there are so many grammatical errors and commas in weird places that we just skipped
over. You say that
over.
Like the Eye of Argon didn't have that.
Yeah. But we just skipped
over
them.
The Eye of Argon was printed and had that.
Yeah. But we just skipped over them because pretty much every quote had something wrong with it in some way.
Yeah, whereas, like if we got hung up on every one, then this would have taken even longer. And this took too long, as it is 9 episodes, each like about an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
So, yeah, so we're going to carry on with The Way the Stars Fall next week. And then after that, we will be moving on to a different book, obviously.
Yeah.
We're still undecided. We've got a few potentials lined up.
Yeah, a few, I mean, not like kind of expected bad book things, I'd say. You know, probably things that people would have expected us to start with rather than The Way the Stars Fall and The Eye of Argon. but we'll get to them.
But yeah, if anyone has any suggestions, please let us know.
Yeah, we're always happy for ideas or any indication that anyone's listening to this.
Yeah, just say something, please.
Justify this insanity, dear God. Or maybe the kinder thing for you to do is to not justify it and hope we'll stop.
You can find us on our Twitter, which if you search for 2 Absolute Bookends, you'll find us. Also, which has links to all of our episodes that you can download, and also some funny quotes from each week to give you an idea of what you're about to listen to. So, we've been 2 Absolute Bookends, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Nice. I hope you don't...
I normally say see ya. I didn't know if we were doing it or if you were waiting for me or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might have to cut out that see ya. We'll just leave it in for the painful, awkward.
Maybe I'll do that. I'll do that goodbye again.
Nah, it's fine. It's Sonic High School. It's the ending it deserves.
Let me do a goodbye now then. No, I won't.
Nah. Let's stop recording. That's fine.
Please. Please. Please, let's stop recording.
We've been doing it for an hour and 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how long this is going to take me to edit?